your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. It is 8:12 right now. Temperature outside 57 degrees. Kind of wet outside, but the sun is trying its best to come out. We'll get a full look at that weather forecast in just a little while. Now, today we're supposed to have a political forum with candidates for the 34th State House of Representatives seat. And we invited incumbent Rick Womack to be with us. He is running as a Republican. He is currently the one who holds that seat. But he told us yesterday that he could not be here because he had to fly to London. He is a pilot, and apparently that was a last-minute flight. So with us this morning is Luke Dickerson, who is running against Womack. Luke is running as a Democrat. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what made you want to run for this seat?
I'm wanting to run because I'm wanting to bring awareness to education issues facing our state. And I want to do something rather than just complain. And I want to make sure that the state's giving our local schools the funding and the resources that we need. And I don't think that that's been happening the past 2 years. The state's spending more money than they ever have before, but our local school systems are seeing less than they have in previous years.
By the way, our phone number, if you want to call in to talk to Luke, is 893-1450. Now, Luke, what do you do in your professional life?
I'm an elementary school teacher at Northfield Elementary. I've been teaching there for a few years. I've had phenomenal growth scores while I've been there. I teach English as a second language, and I'm also the science coach. My students, on average, have 2 years of reading growth for every year that I have them.
I guess that's why you're so interested in education in the state level.
Yes, sir, exactly. And I see some things going on with government contracts in particular, and in particular with our local state representatives that are members of the Republican Party taking donations from political action committees that have contracts in education, like testing and teacher evaluation. And I wanted to do something about it because I see there being a conflict of interest.
What are some of these groups that you're seeing that you think are a conflict of interest?
Well, one of them actually is a company called K-12 Inc. And this company, K-12 Inc., has just been awarded our new park assessment contract, which is going to be the new state test that comes along with the Common Core standards. The state's going to be implementing new standards that are being implemented nationwide. We have states that have chosen to adopt more rigorous standards, which I feel are going to benefit our students and our kids. But along with that will come new testing. And Tennessee is part of the consortium of states. We've joined up with other states like New York to develop a new standardized test. So you've probably heard of the TCAP assessment before. We'll no longer have that in 2014.
So that's a definite.
That's a definite. And that contract's been awarded to a company called K-12 Inc., which was founded by Michael Milken, the junk bonds broker who donates to a lot of prominent Republican PACs. And they have also voted to allow virtual online charter schools here in our state. And K-12 has started a virtual charter school, which has taken away resources from local schools. And even though the company has performed poorly in other states, our state legislators still voted to allow this to happen. And we just got back the results from that online charter school, the Tennessee Virtual Charter School, and it was in the bottom 11% of all schools in Tennessee. And that's unacceptable.
Again, our phone number is 893-1450. Our guest this morning is Luke Dickerson, who is running as a Democrat against Rick Womack, who is a Republican. This is for the 34th State House of Representatives seat. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Luke Dickerson.
Good morning. My name's David, and I have a question for candidates. With the growing disparity in incomes, where the top 1% is reaping greater profits from their tax reliefs, and the lower incomes are getting more desperate, vying for the low-income jobs, how can our state address this problem?
How can our state address this problem? Well, first, I think we need to concentrate on lowering the sales tax on food. I think that needs to be a priority for the state legislature because everyday families are really struggling. We have unemployment numbers that are going down, but people aren't making the same amount of money that they did 5 years ago. So families are really struggling to put food on the table. So as a legislator, that'll be one of my priorities, is to push for the sales tax on food to be lowered.
Do you, as an add-on question, do you believe that with the upper end, the top 1% reaping greater bonuses and profits, that they have a social responsibility to, that comes along with their bonuses?
I think we all have a social responsibility to give back to our community, and that we all need to do our part.
It's just very sad that Mr. Womack didn't know what his schedule would be.
Yes, I agree. This is very unfortunate, and as a teacher, this is what a lot of what we've experienced with these education reforms is that we haven't had access to our state legislators like we need to in order to make sure that there's input from effective teachers. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running.
As a state legislature, would you have more control over your schedule so that you could actually show up for...
Yes, when I make a commitment, I'll stick to that commitment.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning. Once again, our phone number, 893-1450. If you have a question for candidate Luke Dickerson, feel free to call in this morning. Again, Rick Womack could not be with us. He is a pilot, and he told us yesterday that he had to fly to London. He said it was unexpected. So that is the reason why incumbent Rick Womack, who's a Republican, is not here this morning. Well, what else can you add to your wanting to run?
Okay, yeah, let me tell you a little bit about myself first. I was originally born in Japan. My parents were missionaries there. But I grew up here in Murfreesboro. My parents came back in the late 80s to work with the automotive industry here in the Japanese community. And we've worked very closely with companies like Nissan and Toshiba. And I've been very proud of being a part of this community, and I've really seen Murfreesboro grow. I went to Oakland High School, graduated with honors, won several awards. I was a finalist among thousands of students in international business, and received numerous scholarships. And then I decided to go to MTSU. I wanted to major in international business, but at the time they didn't have a degree. So I majored in international relations with a concentration in German and graduated again at the top of my class. And while I was an undergraduate student, I worked my way through, and I was a youth minister at Eagleville Baptist Church. And that's where I got my passion for giving back to the community and making sure that kids are learning. And I really developed an interest in teaching there. And I also tutored adult ESL students at the college. And I've been very successful at that. Some of my previous students have very lucrative positions for companies like PricewaterhouseCoops, Microsoft, Nissan. They're making over $100,000 a year. So they've been very successful. And I want all of our students here in Rutherford County to have the opportunity to be successful. Like, I have my master's degree in curriculum and instruction. I did very well, and I got that at MTSU. And I also decided to go back and get my ESL endorsement at David Lipscomb University and graduated there with, like, a 4.0. And I've been very successful at Northfield, and I've enjoyed working with the kids and giving back, and I've enjoyed being able to collaborate with my fellow teachers at Northfield. I think one of the reasons we've been successful at Northfield is we're able to get past our differences, and we're able to respect each other's opinions, like I feel like we need to in the State House, in order to make sure that the kids' needs are met. And we look at the child, or all of our children and all of our students as individuals, and we make sure that we develop a plan for those kids to make sure that they're succeeding. And that's one of the reasons that I want to run, is because I want to start seeing our kids as individuals, and I want to start giving more funds and more decision making to our local community, because I really feel like people here in Rutherford County and in Murfreesboro know our kids a whole lot better than state legislators or federal bureaucrats.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Luke Dickerson. Go ahead. You're on the air. I guess we let him on hold long. Our number is 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. Give us a call if you want to go on the air this morning. Now, what's it like teaching an ESL student? And what language are they learning English? I mean,
this is very interesting. A lot of people assume that it's we just have Spanish students, but I have one of the most diverse student populations in probably in Tennessee, because I have 13 different languages that I'm working with currently.
Wow.
We have Haitian Creole, we have Japanese, Korean, Laotian. There's just numerous languages, Arabic, Hebrew. I even had a student from Israel last year.
Can you speak all these languages?
I do not speak all those languages. I speak German, but I am teaching English, and that's what's key here is we're teaching English. Tennessee is an English-only state, so we're only allowed to instruct in English at this point and test in English.
But it almost seems you'd have to speak those other languages in order to teach them in English.
What you have to know about is language structure and linguistics, and I know about the structure of those languages and the issues that those kids are going to have and face.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Earlier in your talk, Luke talked about the virtual schools and charters. But my wife is a public school teacher here in Rutherford County. My question for Luke is, when I interact with my wife's friends and so on, her fellow teachers, mm-hmm. it seems like the morale is just down to the bottom. What can the legislature, the last legislature seemed to be all about attacking teachers and putting mm-hmm. constraints upon what they can and can't do in the classroom. What can you do to help bring that morale back, to make them better teachers just through their morale?
That's a very good question. And I think one of the reasons morale is so down and so low right now is because a lot of the reforms that took place didn't have teacher input. And they didn't have teacher buy-in. And it was because teachers didn't have a say in how the teacher evaluation system was created here locally. There wasn't a lot of research backing it and supporting it. And we were so frustrated to see $130 million go to a teacher evaluation model that didn't have a lot of research backing it. And really, like effective teachers that are succeeding, we want to make sure we're spending our funds in an appropriate way and for things that are research-based. And we know how the funds need to be spent. We just need to be given greater access to those funds. And that's been so frustrating as a teacher, to have all this stuff come down from the State Department and to not be able to really have any say about how it's done or the model that's been chosen. The state was very aggressive in making sure that systems chose the team teacher evaluation model. They told us that that was the only model that they would support. That was the only model that they would fund. To me, when you give people choices, you're allowing them to be able to choose, and you're allowing them to have input, and you're giving them greater control, and you're allowing them to make sure that the model that they're using is going to work in their classroom. Because we know our kids better than state bureaucrats do.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. We'll take another call, 893-1450, and good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I've got a question. Can we go back to the basics? Reading, writing, and arithmetic through legislation. And I appreciate taking my call.
I think those things are key, and I think that's where we need to focus in education to be successful. I also do think we need to still have a science push and application and work with business to make sure that our students are learning things that they're able to adapt to real-world situations and be successful. Reading is key. It's unacceptable that we have a 13% illiteracy rate here in Rutherford County in our adult population, and that affects our kids at school, because once the kids leave us in the afternoons, they don't have anybody to help them with homework or catch them up on reading. As a state, we need to differentiate our amount of time that we're giving students and make sure that we have after-school resources to help those kids that are struggling, especially in reading and math. Because if you can't read, you're not going to be successful in science and social studies. And that's key. And we're falling behind in reading as a state. And as somebody that's passionate about reading and literacy skills, I want to do something about it. And I'll work with whoever I need to, Democrats, Republicans. I just want to get this done.
Now, the 13% you mentioned that are unable to read, is that in the adult population?
Yes, and you can look at the data from Read to Succeed here locally that came out a few months back.
Right now the time is 8:27. We're going to take our first break. Our number, 893-1450. Now, during this break, we'll take a look at the weather and also get an update on the traffic situation here in Rutherford County. Give us a call, though, 893-1450, and you can go on the air with Luke Dickerson, who is running as a Democrat for the 34th State House of Representatives seat that is currently held by Republican Rick Walmick. Again, the time right now is 8:28. This is WGNS.
We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
If you're passionate about restaurant management and committed to service excellence, Demas's is looking for managers like you. Demas's Restaurants, family-owned and operated for over 20 years, has a well-established reputation as an amazing dining experience with the highest quality and service standards in the industry. Demas's Restaurant is committed to one thing, customers, which is why our business has continued to grow during slow economic times. Demas's will teach you everything you need in order to be successful. Go to DemasRestaurants.com and click on Work at Demas's to apply.
Weather Eye.
Clear showers and thunderstorms likely today. Cloudy skies, highs only in the upper 60s. We'll have a north wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 57.
That update brought to you by Progressive Insurance, helping you save when you need it the most. Now that's Progressive. Get a quote today at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. The freedom to name your own price. That is Progressive.
Now is a great time to come visit our bird department. We have new babies hatching every week. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. And in our bird department, we have a large variety of sweet babies waiting to meet your family. We have a full range of supplies to keep all of your pets happy and healthy. Please come in. We are Animal City, and you'll find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lane.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Quite a bit of congestion already this morning on Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, Broad at Church. Very busy traffic there. Also Broad at Memorial with lots of congestion. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384. Or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Wondering what to do tonight, where to eat, what movie to watch? Check your pulse at BurrowPulse.com or at any of the 600 drop-off locations in Rutherford County. The Murfreesboro Pulse, Rutherford County's source for art, entertainment, and culture news.
It is 8:31 right now. You're tuned to WGNS, and we appreciate you tuning in. Now, this morning was supposed to be a political forum with candidates for the 34th State House of Representatives seat, which is currently held by incumbent Rick Walmick, who is a Republican. But Walmick could not be here this morning. He called us yesterday and said that he had to fly to London. He is a pilot, apparently a last-minute flight. But Luke Dickerson, who is running as a Democrat, is with us this morning. So, Luke, why running as a Democrat? What made you want to do that?
Why running as a Democrat? It really has to deal with, like I said, the campaign contributions to, like, Republican PACs in our state and how I see a conflict of interest between some of these education corporations. A lot of the decisions here in our state on education reforms have been based on making profits for those companies and not what's best for the kids. And I think we need to that put the kids first over profits.
Now, have you always registered as a Democrat, or is this something that is new?
No, I haven't. I'm a mixed. I'm an independent voter. And one of the reasons why I ran as a Democrat also is because I've worked with local Democrats before in previous elections, and they've been very supportive. And I went to the local party because I've been so frustrated with the reforms, and they were very open and receptive to making sure that I had a platform to make sure that our students' needs are addressed.
Now, the Democrats have a new office, don't they?
Yes, they do. We have two new offices, actually. One in Smyrna that I'm very proud of, that we're reaching out to the Smyrna area, that's it's over by Aldi's and the Smyrna Town Center. And then we have one just down the street off of Church Street.
Is that in the Belmont Park?
Yes, it is in the Belmont Park area.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about your teaching how long have you been a teacher?
This is my fifth year of teaching, but my mother has been teaching for over 20 years. And as I've said in previous conversations, I worked with adult ESL for the past 10 years. So I've been teaching for 10 years. This is my passion. I've always been around different cultural diverse populations here in our community, and it's been interesting. And Murfreesboro is a very diverse place, and I think the Democratic Party here respects that diversity.
Now, when you are teaching an ESL class, is it on the MTSU campus, or where is it?
No, it's at Northfield Elementary, and the adult ESL that I've taught was actually, we did it with the Baptist Collegiate Ministries and with the Presbyterian Student Fellowship. So we've worked with different faith-based organizations, and I think that is key. And I think it's interesting to see that different faith-based organizations have a part, like in giving back to our local schools. And we've been very fortunate with some of the partnerships that we've had at Northfield with churches giving back.
One of the issues that came up last year and the year before that, wine in grocery stores.
Yes.
Everybody talked about wanting wine in grocery stores, but they did not pass it so that wine could not be sold in grocery stores, still only in package stores. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that issue?
How do I feel about that issue? I do feel that wine should be sold in grocery stores. If it's sold in liquor stores, why shouldn't it be sold in grocery stores? And the alcohol content is the same for many wines as it is for beer.
And a couple of years ago, something was passed to allow for guns in parks. And local parks, like the city of Murfreesboro, they don't allow guns. So it's up to the city to say yes or no to that. But what do you think about issues surrounding guns in our state?
I do believe in our Second Amendment rights to be able to own firearms and to be able to protect ourselves. I do think that having different regulations for different city ordinances creates kind of some confusion, and there's been some confusion for gun owners as to whether they can have their guns in a park or not have their guns in a park. I think it needs to be the same throughout the state with like government parks.
So either every park's allowed to allowed to have a gun, or you're not allowed to have a gun, period.
Exactly. And honestly, I see being able to have your gun as a way to be able to protect yourself.
State income tax. We've heard about that many times.
Yes, we have, and I'm against a state income tax because, like our local constituents, we don't want it. We don't want that tax structure, and we've heard it time and time again. So it's not going to happen.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air with Luke Dickerson.
Yes, I was just wondering how much time, you know, Luke was talking about these assessments and TCAPs. How much time do most teachers spend in teaching to a test instead of teaching the curriculum they need to function well in society?
Yeah, we have about between 9 and 10 months during our school year, and this year with all the new state reforms, I'm testing my kids for about 4.5 of those months, and that's part of the reason why I'm running. I love teaching; teaching's my passion. But this year, I'm not able to teach my kids as much as I need to because of the state's interference.
How do you feel about testing? The testing of the students, is it a good thing or bad thing?
Some of the testing is very good. I think as a state, we need to look at the assessments that we're giving our kids and make sure that they're appropriate. Assessment should be driving instruction. And we need to be making sure that all kids are learning. But if we can't use the assessments to make sure that kids are learning and to make sure that kids need to be stretched further to be challenged, then we need to look at an alternative assessment.
Some states have a school voucher program so that kids can go to a private school if they want to and get money from the state. Is that something that you see happening in Tennessee? Would you vote for that?
I see this as a push right now in Tennessee, and it's something that I'm very concerned about because I've seen it happen in other states. And what a lot of state legislators don't understand is that certain students cost more than other students, especially special needs students, ESL students that are struggling with reading. And the voucher program has taken the students that cost less for the system away from the system, so we're not able to balance our books as much. So in states like Pennsylvania, property taxes have gone up locally 27% on average. I don't think our families can afford that. And also right now, the people that are pushing the vouchers are companies like K-12 Inc. because they're trying to gain access to private schools because they know that if they push their assessments into the private schools, they'll be able to sell them the curriculum and be able to dictate the curriculum. And I think a lot of parents send their students to private Christian schools like Franklin Road because they don't want a lot of state interference. And that's going to happen if we get vouchers. And I do see the cost of private schools going up. I got a survey locally from a group that has taken money from K-12 talking about vouchers and the amount of $10,000, whereas on average we only get $5,500. Typically, a school system gets $5,500 per child. That extra amount of money, that extra $4,500, will come from local property taxes.
So they're talking about vouchers that would be $10,000 in value?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how the state could afford to do that.
It'll come from local property taxes.
That would be rough.
That would be very rough.
Right now, how much money or what portion of funding do local schools get from the state of Tennessee?
It varies from system to system, based on need and based on the ability for the local LEA to be able to assess property tax, for the local government to be able to pay taxes. But on average, it's about $5,500. So it can be roughly half.
So each school gets about $5,500 per student from the state?
That's on average.
And does the federal government pay any portion of that?
The system is very convoluted. The federal government gives us the money back. It's our money. The feds take it, and then they give us part of it back. And that's part of the issue, is the amount that the feds take from our education funds. But yes, it does come from the state, but it also comes from the federal government. They kind of work in tandem.
Are there any other big issues outside of education that you're concerned about?
Jobs and making sure that our workforce has the skills that they need to be able to land good paying jobs, and especially in STEM areas, in science, technology, engineering, and math. Right now, if you look at professionals with those degrees, if they're unemployed and they have a STEM degree, there's two jobs out there in Tennessee waiting for those people. Whereas individuals that have non-STEM degrees or certifications, there's only one job for every four individuals. So part of that is going to be key to education, making sure that we're pushing STEM education. My STEM program has been cut, along with others here in Rutherford County and in Murfreesboro. It was funded through MTSU, a state institution that's seen its state funding decrease the past 10 years, about 30% actually.
Tax abatement for big companies that want to locate in Tennessee. How do you feel about maybe scarfing off their taxes for the first 15 years that they're in business so that they don't have to pay any taxes?
This is an interesting way of attracting business. I think it can be successful, but we have to make sure that it's going to pay off for our state economy. If it's not going to pay off, we don't need to do it.
And of course,
I see it as an investment in our future.
Of course, it just happened in Murfreesboro with Amazon.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the state and the county and the city all worked together
yes.
in order to put aside X amount of dollars so they don't have to pay the first however many years.
And it's going to help our local economy greatly with the sales tax revenue that we're projected to have increase from Amazon coming.
So. Definitely so, because now internet sales, I believe, are taxed in Tennessee.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee is one of many other states that is doing that. I believe California started doing it this year.
Mm-hmm.
But other states are also following suit and doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now the time is 8:42. Our guest today is Luke Dickerson, who's running as a Democrat against Republican Rick Womack in the 34th seat of the State House. We're going to take another short break, but we'll be right back, and we'll be happy to take your phone call at 893-1450.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
WeatherEye.
New showers and thunderstorms likely today. Cloudy skies, highs only in the upper 60s. We'll have a north wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Currently 57.
Are you 10 pounds overweight? 30? More?
Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We have a little bit of congestion still. 04 Parkway at Bridge Avenue, 04 Parkway at Chapman Place, 04 Parkway at Cason Lane. Traffic easing a bit. I-24 at 96, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and I-24 at 231. Rain's moving through, leaving behind the possibility of some slippery conditions out there, so slow down and be safe for us the rest of this morning. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Harbor Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Brad nearby with traffic on WGNS.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. 11 till noon on WGNS.
News time right now is 8:46. You're listening to WGNS online at WGNSradio.com. And by the way, this show can be heard online in podcast form later on this morning on our website. That's WGNSradio.com. And this was supposed to be a political forum with not only Luke Dickerson, who's running as a Democrat, but also with incumbent Rick Womack, who is a Republican. Rick could not be here today. He called us yesterday and said that he had to fly to London. He is a pilot. Apparently an unexpected flight. So he was not able to be here, so it's just Luke Dickerson. One of the other big issues that we heard a lot about this year, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And with the abortion issue, doctors have to have admitting privileges at a hospital now in order to perform abortions at abortion-type clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for this? I know one clinic shut down in Knoxville already because of it.
I am for this because I think we need to be for this to make sure that when women are having this procedure done, that they're safe, that they're in a safe environment. I'm not for abortion. I believe in the sanctity of life. I was a youth pastor. I think we need to discourage abortion. And we need to make sure that there's other alternatives out there for women. And I think we need to be teaching abstinence to our children. I think this is an area that's very dark and difficult for our community to deal with.
So programs in high schools, safe sex programs, or should we talk about not having sex at all?
This is a very hot topic, and I really think that this needs to be up to the parents and parents' consent. I've been very displeased with some of the sex ed programs that I've heard about in Nashville in particular. I think that the state passed some legislation this past session trying to deal with some of those sex ed classes and some of the implements that they were bringing in when they were demonstrating certain things to the kids, and I don't think that they did a very good job of writing the law because there wasn't a lot of they didn't define the law very well, so there's a lot of vagueness in how this law is going to be interpreted in our schools.
Now, some schools in some states require the parents to sign a letter saying, okay, you can teach my child sex education. Is that true in Tennessee?
I honestly don't know. I'd have to look up at the law, but I do think it is true because I know in years past they've had to when I was a student, but I'd have to look at the law just to be certain.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes. Bringing up the question of abortion and such kind of leads me into another question. We recently had a medical doctor who was treating his patient, who happened to be his mistress, and insisting that she get an abortion. And only 10 years later does he claim that, after all, she wasn't pregnant. First of all, I don't understand how a medical doctor can insist on an abortion when he hasn't even verified that she's pregnant. Second of all, there's some real question about how a medical doctor can disclose confidential patient information in public, which is a violation of HIPAA laws. The question comes to the word integrity. Is integrity important in a candidate today?
Oh, absolutely. If we can't trust in a candidate, we don't need to be voting for them.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, that answers it.
All right, thank you. And the caller was referring to Scott Desjarlais, who is a U.S. congressman, a freshman congressman, and all of that came about over the last 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is in your mind as far as running for office? I mean, you've got to have more going on than just education, right?
Well, as I said, property taxes and making sure that the state's providing the local governments the resources that they need to succeed, making sure that we have the roads that we need to be able to attract businesses, roads and infrastructure here in our county, and especially sewer lines like up in Smyrna, making sure that we have adequate funding for those and that the state pays their share, because ultimately the state does have an interest in providing resources for infrastructure here in our county, because it's going to provide jobs and it's going to provide revenue.
The highway department, one of the most heavily funded departments other than mm-hmm. education and law enforcement.
Yes.
They get, I believe, all their funding through gas taxes at the gas pump.
Yes. And they've seen some revenue decrease. So we're going to have to look at ways of providing revenue for TDOT and highway projects, what the projects that TDOT is going to work on, and which ones we select and choose. And we have to be very strategic in the ones that we do choose and making sure that we're choosing ones that are going to give us the biggest bang for our buck.
Well, as cars get more energy efficient, we're going to see that number decline even further as mm-hmm. far as the taxes collected at the gas pump. So that is going to be a problem in the future, I'd say.
Yes, it is. And the governor right now is looking at different ways of addressing this issue. And as a legislator, I'll be more than willing to work with the governor and Republicans to find an issue. I don't believe that we need to have like permits for our cars like they have over in
Europe. Like what you see in Maryland or the
yes,
little sticker?
Yes, and tolls. I'm against those things. I don't think that those are appropriate ways to fund our highways.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. In defense of Rick Womack, you said that you just found out, or he told you yesterday that he had just found out he had to go to London. Are you sure that's what he said? Because there was an article in the News Journal on the 8th saying he was going to be unavailable on the 15th of October.
Okay.
And he was going to be in London, so it looks like to me it was that he probably notified, and the message didn't get to you that he couldn't be there.
Well, that could be true. I was going off of what Bart said, and I know Bart tried to record him yesterday so that he could give a statement for the show, and we could play that back today, but that did not happen.
Well, I was just thinking, in defense of him, that article was in the paper on October the 8th. That he was going to be unavailable for a debate on the 15th.
Yes, but he had committed to being here, ma'am, and he had said that he was going to come. We had known about this for over a month, and actually I had a conflict because I'm supposed to be at work today, but I took one of my personal days. I only have two personal days to do this because I'm very concerned about my students and about the kids in our community. So I took the time off to make sure that we could come to this debate. And this happens every election cycle. We have debates, and it's important that as an elected official or somebody that's running, that you provide yourself to answer the needs of your constituents and answer the questions. And I mean, that's key. And it's very, very disheartening that we don't have access to him, that we send him emails and he doesn't respond. I mean, I'm having to run. I love teaching, but I'm having to run to get my needs across, to make sure that I have the resources that I need in my classroom, because I don't have access to my state legislator. I mean, it shouldn't be a Republican or Democratic issue. We should have access. I mean, years ago, we had access to our representatives. I mean, it's gotten to the point of being nonsensical. I mean, and I think that's part of our problem in government. And these past 2 years have really had an impact on my faith in government. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, I really feel like the country's going down the wrong path, and I want to do something about it. So that's why I'm running. That's why I've taken the time off to be available to give back to my community. And it's very hurtful that Rick chose to step out of this the day before.
No, you mentioned the article said he was unavailable on the 15th.
Yes.
He was going to be in London.
Yes, and we've reached...
And he could not change the date.
Today's the 12th, though.
I know, but if he went over there today or yesterday, he might have had stayed to fly somebody back. He's a pilot.
That's correct.
So I just wanted to take up for him because he can't talk if he's not there. If he's in London, he can't be giving his opinion. So I just wanted to take up for him because I thought that was kind of unfair. So... I've enjoyed your program this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Right now the time, 8:55. You're tuned to WGNS. And yes, it is true that Rick Womack did agree to be on the program at least a month ago. So that it was something that was scheduled a long way out, and everybody knew about it.
Yeah, and I had tried to change the date even. And Rick was open to changing the date if we could schedule. So I'll give him that. But I really wish he had reached out to me and let me know. But he didn't reach out to me and let me know about the Women League of Voters either. I got a letter in the mail from the Women League of Voters saying that he wouldn't be able to make it. So I had to reach out to the Women League of Voters and to Rick again to try to reschedule our televised debate. So we don't need to skirt the debates and issues. We need to talk about these things. This is not about me wanting to be a state rep. This is about me wanting to give back to my community and making sure that our schools have the resources that they need.
We only have a couple of minutes left. Let's try to fit in one more phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Okay, so the woman that just called in trying to defend Womack, was she trying to say that it takes over 3 days for him to get to London, or was she trying to say that she uses... that he uses the excuse of flying to London for every time he wants to get out of something.
I don't know. I did not read the article she was referring to.
Well, it definitely does not take 3 days to get to London.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Well, in closing, what would you like to say? We've got just a couple of minutes left.
Okay. In closing, you know, our schools aren't as good as they can be, but we're doing a good job. We can get better. I think as school systems, we need to make sure that our schools have the resources that they need, and that teachers, and not just teachers, but effective teachers and administrators, have a say in the reforms that are happening in our state. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running, and I'm committed to working across the aisle with Republicans and Democrats and with different members in our community to make sure that the needs of our kids are met, and that parents also have a say in the education choices for their children. But I'm also committed to making sure that our property taxes stay low, that we're still able to encourage high quality jobs in our community. And also, most importantly, that our schools are strong, because that's where my passion is, and that's where I have knowledge, and that's where I've had experience, and that I've been successful. Regardless of how this election takes place, I want to make sure that I have access to my representation. And I hope that Rick will start coming to these debates, that he'll start listening, and that other legislators will too, because I think it's important that if we're going to see the gains that we need to, we're going to have to work across the aisle on some of these reforms. We're going to have to work across the aisle on healthcare too. There's a lot of things with like the Affordable Healthcare Act that I have major concerns about, and I know Rick does too, and we need to be able to talk those things out, and not just make accusations and not stay along party lines. So hopefully Rick will make the televised debate. We've scheduled another date at the end of this month, and he's committed to that. I'm hoping that he'll be a man of his word and he'll actually attend. Thank you so much for having me, WGNS, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Again, our guest today has been Luke Dickerson, running as a Democrat for the 34th State House of Representatives seat against incumbent Rick Womack, who is running as a Republican. Right now the time, 8:59. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have more news coming up and a check on the traffic right now.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Played Against Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We have a little bit of congestion still. 04 Parkway at Bridge Avenue, 04 Parkway at Chapman Place, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Traffic easing a bit. I-24 at 96, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and I-24 at 231. Rain's moving through, leaving behind the possibility of some slippery conditions out there, so slow down and be safe for us the rest of this morning. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to BradfordWoodFloorsAndPaint.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.